K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, what's up? This is another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you live. This is going to come out right away on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. It's the first time this is a podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this football episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast. Make sure you add this to your collection of Wildcat podcasts as we are, yes, I kind of failed him. Well, actually, no, we ain't. We're actually a month out from K-State, Iowa State. Can you believe it? 1 month away from college football on your television sets or radios, depending on the situation. They're in Dublin, Ireland. Can y'all believe it, K-State Nation? A month out from K-State, Iowa State, as the Wildcats go overseas to take on the Iowa State Cyclones and Matt Campbell's team as they try to break a 2-game losing streak against the Cyclones there. So the anticipation, the excitement's only building there as well. So again, if you're not, if you're interested in that trip, well, you might want to get on that now. I'd probably say that. As well, so I said last week on the show, ball camp was starting a week later. No, I was mistaken. That's my bad. They started today, according to, again, DY Derek Young of On Three KSO, where he's everywhere for the Wildcats there. So according to Derek Young, the Wildcat football fall camp started yesterday, so my apologies on that. So I definitely wanted to correct myself on that today. So K-State guys have reported the camp ahead of. So they got 1 month to get ready for Iowa State. So we'll see what happens there with that. But sad news, well, unfortunate and sad news coming out of it. I don't know the whole details, and I'm gonna keep it just small and short. Obviously, yeah, I don't know the details. Pretty much, I'm probably coming off of that three-mile pod that was yesterday. Nobody knows what happened. But prayers out to George Fitzpatrick, the transfer offensive lineman. Look, again, this is coming from an alumni and a fan and somebody that's living not in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri. Not a laughing matter, but we got to keep George and his family in your prayers at this time. I didn't read a report into it. They kept it short and else like that. It appears more than likely that George suffered something very serious. I don't know what it was there, but it could definitely affect him playing the first game of the season. Of course, he just came here, and he was the he was kind of the other guy that other people were talking. Chris Kleiman highlighted in the Big 12 media days. So this, they were talking about the concern on the offensive tackle and coming in. This is a big hit. And I was talking about, I was gonna say the offensive line for next week or towards the end of this weekend on this show. And I've been slowly but surely giving y'all the in-depth preview of the roster here on the show. And that's going to continue to roll on here, helping on to count down these days until kickoff in Dublin, Ireland. But just an unfortunate situation, whatever that was. So George Fitzpatrick, and for him, not only is prepared for him, but to the family that are involved in that. So prayers out to the Fitzpatrick prayer at this time. Keep George in your prayers. And again, according to DY yesterday on a 3-mile pod, I was listening to that yesterday. So he's on, and John Kurtz, he's on the road to recovery. I don't know if he's going to be ready to rock and roll for week one or not, but that's a unfortunate situation and a setback there for an offensive line there that is pretty experienced as well, even though they had to fill the tackle spot there as well. So we'll have to see what happens. That situation, if I know more, of course, the Pro Project Podcast will relay that message to you guys as well. So definitely wanted to get this out early this morning. breaking news. This is so sort of a breaking news episode on this podcast. George Fitzpatrick. Let's go to the depth chart here. I don't want to mess this up. Oh boy, there as well. Let me get to my George Fitzpatrick, the transfer junior, he was the top offensive line transfer that K-State grabbed. Top. So yeah, no question. And we're going to touch on the offensive line toward the back end of this week, heading into next week, towards the end of this month there as well. So definitely a huge setback there as well. But again, according to DY and John Kurtz, they're talking about yesterday, I'm relating that same message to you guys. Again, I don't know fully what happened, and I'm not going to even guess at that situation. Just prayers to the Fitzpatrick family at this very time. So transitioning, strange enough, real quick, again, staying on football side real quick, fall camp, we all know the situation. I said it all summer long, and I'm going to continue to say it, and I don't know what everybody's under, some of these guys understanding, right? At least with this particular podcast, right? Me and Alice will have our schedule prediction, in a couple weeks, going through case our annual prediction show. And of course, the week of the game, we'll preview Iowa State as well. But hey, I just think you're going in, all this talking, whatnot. Yeah, I think it's Arlington for me or bust for this team this year. I mean, you have veteran pieces in place. Yes, you have some new guys in some certain places, like offensive line at the secondary position, things like that. But you're stacked pretty well else. And again, you're K-State. You have no Oklahoma, no Texas. I've said this over and over. This team, you shouldn't be setting the bar so mid. I don't know what the right term is. It's not low. It's medium. And for this team, their expectation, they need to expect, hey, we want to finish. And that's number one. Finish, come back, finish strong, get yourself in that position where you can compete for a Big 12 championship. So first off, you got to finish. Second, or you can really flip them, because this team was 7-1 last year. Not this team, but last year's team was 7-1. And then we all know what happened. If you've been following, listening to this podcast all summer long, you know the dominoes. I'm going to go down. And go down, right? It's just, obviously, you know, you hear it, Avery Johnson and all that. Got faster, bigger, stronger. Dylan, same thing. They making strides. But now, you know, it's shut up time. Let's see it. Going on the field, and we're gonna see, we're finding out pretty quick. It's not like they're gonna have a couple games to warm up these non-con games. Even last year, the non-con game, and particularly Tulane, where Tulane took them to the limit last year, they're on the road. So, we're gonna find out right away. And again, I think this is very, very, very important. You can't. And you just don't know what's going to happen in the Big 12. You just don't. Not in any conference, for that matter. From game to game. You can't guarantee yourself, oh, yeah, we're okay, we're losing this game. That's kind of the main vibe I'm getting from some of these other casts around here. And that listen to. I'm just being honest. Your expectation is not getting to the Big 12 championship game. I don't know what is. Because, again, Alex talked about it a few weeks back on the Podbean show, Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast over there. Avery's going to come, more likely, or again, things have happened. Avery could say, and I hate looking down the crystal ball because I hate doing that. But again, let's say Avery, yep, wants to come after a senior. You got two more seasons left of QB1 Avery Johnson. You gotta cash it in, and you got a plethora of weapons that we have talked about on the show. and we're going to continue to talk about, because we're not done with going through this roster yet for 2025, right? So again, it's just, it's one of those things. Again, KSA, you have a core players, and even on the defensive side of the ball as well. Even though yes, y'all can't make excuses. Yeah, we're bringing in new. I get that. I understand that. We're bringing new guys. I understand that. But again, at the end of the day, you still have other veteran guys that have experience. You brought in guys that have experience as well. And again, I said this last year. 2D was pretty good for a chance for a run to get between 12. And what happened? K-State ran out of gas. That version of last year's team ran out of gas. Can you finish the tank? Can you finish strong? And this kind of goes with the marathon, right? The marathon starts at the mile 20, and you ain't got no gas left in the tank, you're done. And I have experienced all that, right? You're going to struggle. And so you have to pace. And again, yes, it's not a sprint. I know I'm probably putting too much emphasis on Iowa State game, but again, but maybe it's my mistake or not. But again, for K-State to build that confidence, I think you have to come out of the gate blocks fast, right? Documentary I've been watching, binge watching lately, Sprint. You got to come out of blocks fast for K-State here to start off the year. You got to come out of blocks fast. You have to do it. You just cannot start behind the eight ball. Army was ranked last year. But before Army, you have North Dakota State. So I don't know what North Dakota State looks like. So Army was pretty damn good last year in Arizona. We waxed them at home last year. I don't know what they looked like. They were like, what, in the back end of the Big 12 conference this year. So let's look at those four games. And we're going to take, and there's going to be an episode looking at the other force of the schedule coming with this football team. So, and see what happens for sure. But yeah, man, fall camp for K-State has officially started as of yesterday. I said on the podcast yesterday that did it. What's going to start last week or next week? It's going to be crunch time, but it feels like it is crunch time for this team. So Chris Klieman, his ball club, on the football field, getting ready for the start of the 2025 season in a month from now against Iowa State. So, K-State Nation, get yourselves fired up. I shouldn't have to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you that anyway. So, just wanted to update you guys on that again. If anything else comes out that needs to be addressed, we'll have it here first thing on the Pro Project Podcast, your everyday K-State coverage. And, of course, we'll be bouncing back and forth as, obviously, football's going to be getting going here soon. Women's soccer, the Colin Corbin era, about to start as well. Volleyball, Jason Mansfield, already his third year here at K-State. We'll see if the volleyball team, with no Aaliyah Carter, can make positive strides in the right direction, and so much more cross-country as well, folks. So, K-State Nation, it's about time, folks, to strap up, get ready for the 2025 football and fall season across the Athletic Campaign and Manhattan, Kansas. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found Freedom Bible daily. We have a chance to record Kansas State content. Poppy Nap, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. And again, thank you. Thank you so much for continuing to support, listening to this Kansas State podcast there, folks. There as well, we have seen a blast of support through the summer, and I cannot thank you so much for that. And of course, pass the word to a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex A. in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, this has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.